Sarah Sanders' Republican Rebuttal, The Choice is Between Normal or Crazy. By Hannah Blow on February 7, 2023. President Joe Biden is more interested in woke fantasies than the reality that Americans face. Arkansas Governor Sarah Sanders said Tuesday evening in the Republican response to President Biden's State of the Union speech. Sanders painted a picture of the radical left's America, which includes wasting taxpayer dollars, lighting Americans' hard-earned money on fire, while Americans get crushed with high gas prices, empty grocery shelves, and our children are taught to hate one another on account of their race, but not to love one another or our great country. I'll be the first to admit, President Biden and I don't have a lot in common, she said, painting a clear contrast between herself and Biden. I'm for freedom. He's for government control, she said, also highlighting the differences of their ages, as she is 40 and the youngest governor in the country, compared to Biden, who is 80 and the oldest president in American history. I'm the first woman to lead my state, and he's the first man to surrender his presidency to a woke mob that can't even tell you what a woman is, she said, speculating on whether Biden truly believes the madness touted by the radical left or if he is simply too weak to resist it. His administration has been completely hijacked by the radical left. The dividing line in America is no longer between right or left. The choice is between normal or crazy, she said, calling for a fresh generation of Republican leadership and touting some of her accomplishments, including signing executive orders to ban critical race theory, CRT, moving to eliminate the derogatory term Latinx in our government, and standing up to coronavirus mandates. Sanders added that the Biden administration seems more interested in woke fantasies than the hard reality Americans face every day. Every day, we are told we must partake in their rituals, salute their flags, and worship their false idols, all while big government colludes with big tech to strip away the most American thing there is, your freedom of speech. That's not normal. It's crazy, and it's wrong, she said, adding that Republicans believe in a very different America and will not surrender in this fight. President Biden and the Democrats have failed you, she said, promising that Republicans will show the world that America is still the place where freedom reigns and liberty will never die.